Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery. Today is the feast of Pope St. Paul VI. The Holy Father who led the Church through the Second Vatican Council and who in 1968 gave the world one of the most courageous and prophetic documents, Humana Vitae. In it, he reaffirmed what the Church has always taught. Marriage, sex, and children belong together and in that order. When these three are united, love is fruitful, society flourishes, and human dignity is honored. But when they are separated, individuals suffer, and society unravels. Now, as a young man, I didn't understand this, and most people still don't. That's why we need to reflect seriously on what Paul VI foresaw and why he was right. He warned that the widespread use of contraception would lead to a collapse in sexual morality, a breakdown of marriage and family life, the degradation of women into objects of pleasure, government coercion, pressuring poor nations to embrace contraception, sterilization, and abortion in exchange for financial aid. He foresaw that once sex was separated from its God-given meaning, people would begin to believe they had total control over their bodies, as if our bodies had no design, no purpose, no creator. And this illusion of sovereignty would pave the way for abortion. It's my body. I can do whatever I want, even with the life inside me. And for gender ideology, I can redefine my identity, my gender, and even the meaning of my relationships. And when we lose sight of the body as a gift from God with a purpose, we begin to remake ourselves in our own image rather than in His. This wasn't alarmism or rigidity, it was prophetic clarity. Though many dismissed Humana Vitae in 1968 as out of touch or even harmful, every warning has since proven true. For example, Paul VI wrote, "Let men consider how easily this course of action, meaning contraception, could open wide the way for marital infidelity and a general lowering of moral standards. Another effect is that a man who grows accustomed to the use of contraceptive methods may forget the reverence due to a woman and reduce her to being a mere instrument for the satisfaction of his own desires. That's exactly what happened, and it continues to unfold today. What Paul VI saw coming, the rest of the world denied. But truth doesn't change just because we don't want to hear it. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. God designed sex to be the body language of the marriage vows. Through it, a husband and wife say with their bodies what they promised at the altar. I give myself to you freely and totally, permanently, and in such a way that is ordered to new life. This is the God-given meaning and purpose of sex. But what happens when we reject this meaning? Contraception contradicts it. It holds back fertility, turning sex into something centered on pleasure, not a gift of self or openness to life. And once sex is no longer ordered toward children, it loses its natural connection to marriage. If sex no longer requires a vow, a marriage vow, then it's just about pleasure. Then why wait for marriage? People begin to say, why get married if I can have sex without a commitment? And if children are no longer seen as blessings, they begin to be treated as burdens or accidents to be avoided. And once children are seen as optional, the family loses its meaning and purpose. Since contraception became widespread in 1968, marriage rates have fallen by over 60%, and divorce, cohabitation, and fatherless homes have risen dramatically. What God joined together, marriage, sex, and children, contraception tears apart, And when we tear apart the foundation of the family, society itself begins to collapse. And that collapse is all around us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. The word matrimony literally means the call to motherhood. The root of the word is matriarchy. Again, motherhood. This tells us that the very meaning of marriage is tied to the woman's capacity to give life. If we remove the call to motherhood from the sexual equation, then the goal of sex becomes pleasure. Once pleasure becomes the main goal of sex, rather than motherhood and children, people begin to use each other. Sex stops being a total gift of self and becomes a way to get what I want. When the pleasure fades, the relationship fades. That's why contraception is not just linked to infidelity, but divorce, and often sets the stage for both. Since contraception became widespread, divorce has skyrocketed. Why? Because contraception changes the meaning of sex. It turns love into use. And when sex becomes about pleasure instead of a gift of self, people become replaceable. When the pleasure fades, the temptation is to discard the person and look for someone who gives more pleasure. And contraception is also a direct precursor to abortion. Why is this? Because no method of contraception is foolproof, and when it fails, abortion becomes the backup plan. If a child wasn't welcome before contraception, he or she won't be welcome after. Even the U.S. Supreme Court recognized this connection. Abortion rights depend on contraception rights. And until we confront the lie of contraception, we will never uproot the logic that sustains abortion. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. It takes 2.15 children for each woman to keep your population at zero growth. The birth rate in America is currently below that, somewhere between 1.6 and 1.7 births per woman, well below the replacement level. While many factors contribute to this decline, widespread contraception, sterilization, and abortion have played a major role in separating sex from its natural openness to life and discouraging the desire for children. No society can economically sustain itself if it will not have children. No society can sustain itself in any fashion if it won't have children. The refusal to have children is societal and cultural suicide. We are quite literally making ourselves extinct. And there comes a point demographically and culturally when reversing population decline becomes nearly impossible, because the number of young people, the economy, and the culture itself no longer support recovery. By the end of this century, it is quite possible that both European culture and Christianity in Europe will be extinct, not because of an Islamic invasion, but because Europeans rejected Jesus and refused to have children. Don't you see, my friends, that the devil wants to destroy the fundamental cell of society, marriage and family, so that he can destroy everything else? The devil has one obsession: to destroy whatever God creates, especially marriage and family. But no one is forcing us to do this. We are killing ourselves. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. Unfortunately, no one explained the teaching of Jesus on sexual morality to me. As a young man, I thought contraception was the responsible thing to do. But when I was 23 and was living a very sexually immoral life, a friend handed me a book on Catholic moral theology. I read it, and I was angry. Not because I disagreed, but because I knew it was true once I read it, and I was angry that no one had ever shared this truth with me before. If you are like me and want to learn what and why Jesus and the Catholic Church teach about marriage and sexual morality, I encourage you to go to this website, askchristopherwest.com. That's one word, askchristopherwest.com. And if you know a person like me, be willing to do what my friend did for me. Share a resource with them. Again, Christopher West has great resources. Finally, if you are or were like me, don't beat yourself up for the past or the present. Simply turn to Jesus. Tell him you want to live, love his way, the authentic way, and then go to confession, where Jesus, the merciful healer, will forgive you and give you all the grace you need for a transformed life. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, pretty big topic. Yeah. What are your thoughts?
I obviously can't speak at all to the male experience in the current culture and climate right now, but what I hear from most young women, especially non-Catholic young women, who have fully bought into this idea that marriage doesn't really mean much and it's really okay to just be as, play fast and loose with all of those rules. I feel like the general breakdown I see in every single case is that no matter what, at some point you do come face to face with the reality that these rules are kind of there for a reason, in the sense of society right now is telling you that it doesn't matter, and you can really sleep with anyone, and you should feel detached, and you should feel empowered by being able to have a one-night stand and walk away, and it doesn't change how you feel at all, because it just, sex doesn't matter. But the more people I talk to, especially people reflecting on their college experiences and things like that, it comes back to, whoa, no, absolutely, like, sleeping with someone completely changes your brain chemistry, and you feel like a different person, and you can't see that person clearly anymore. And you suddenly, even if you didn't feel attached to them before, weirdly enough, you feel kind of emotionally attached to that person. And hearing it described, I'm like, that sounds so obvious that people could tell you that for centuries, but we're trying really hard to convince people right now that that's not true. And I don't think it actually works on people. I don't think it actually convinces them that it doesn't matter, but it convinces them that they should suppress that feeling and constantly scandalize themselves and constantly break their own hearts and not talk about the emotional side effect, because that's empowering right now.
one of the most powerful books on this topic I ever read was called Sex and the Soul of a Woman.
Wow.
Every person should read this.
Mm-hmm.
When I was teaching university students, a friend of mine gave me this book. I read it and I said to myself, that revolutionizes the way I think.
Mm-hmm.
And she started buying me boxes of these books. I gave them to every college guy I was teaching.
Yeah.
And it shattered
mm-hmm.
the way they were thinking,
because
the bad way.
The logic comes from that it does change your brain chemistry, and you want to start defending that with your life and all of your logic, but it doesn't change the truth.
Yeah. What you just articulated, our listeners are going to say, that's so true. This book goes through it in such a phenomenal way. Every parent, every young person, male and female, should read this book.
I should get it and read it.
I have two copies on my bookshelf.
I'll start it.
It is an amazing book. Very simple, Sex and the Soul of a Woman by Paula Reinhart. It's not expensive, and it's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Be very interested for our listeners to get this book, read it, and give me their thoughts.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you captured in a nutshell what this whole book's about.
Because that's just the universal experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's how we're going to start feeling about a lot of today's... The thoughts that we think are so revolutionary about sex, they're not new thoughts. And there's a reason that people slowly turn away from that lifestyle.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you expressed it very well. Hope everybody gets this book. Thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.